the expansion of the Panama Canal, doubling its capacity. It's near completion, about 98%. Tell us what this expansion implies for river traffic in general and for these four Western Kentucky River counties in particular.
Sure. It's a $5 billion expansion. It's the biggest construction project at the Panama Canal since the Panama Canal was built at the beginning of the 20th century. It will double the number of ships that can go through it. It will triple the size of the ships that will go through it, triple the cargo space. And because of that, the economics are going to work such that right now, most of Chinese goods are imported into Western U.S., the ports near Los Angeles. And then they are taken by truck or train to the rest of the country, to the Midwest, to the Northeast. This will change the economics so that for much of this cargo, folks are going to decide instead to import it through the Panama Canal, up the Mississippi, and then up through the Ohio to points Midwest and Northeast. The four river counties are not only all on the Mississippi River by their definition, but the northernmost river county, Ballard, and the city of Wickliffe, is right at the confluence of the Mississippi and the Ohio. Meanwhile, from New Orleans to Wickliffe, there are no roadblocks, no obstacles, no physical barriers, locks and dams. So it's smooth sailing. And as a result, putting a port authority right at these four counties could create a tremendous economic opportunity for that area. And so that is at the heart of what we're doing in this economic development initiative.
Now, you recently led four focus group sessions, one for each of the counties, and you gathered a lot of leadership there. Who was involved?
So this whole project started not by me, but rather by the four county judges in each of these counties. And for those less familiar with Kentucky politics outside of Lexington, the county judge is like the mayor of the county, because county judge executive is their full term. Three of them are Democrats, one's a Republican, and there have been a history of county rivalries, whether it's basketball or politics. And this is the first time the four of them have gathered together in a bipartisan way to try to work on a regional coordinated plan, anticipating that they've got this great opportunity. So they approached me, met with them about 6 months ago, and asked me to start the process of putting together a report. And the first process was facilitating focus groups in each of these counties. We invited the community leaders, political officials, education officials, church officials, business leaders in each of these counties, had about 75, 80 people show up altogether, and sought their ideas on what was going on in the community and what were the assets, what were the red flags, and what were their hopes and dreams for what they could accomplish if we really do bring economic growth there. And from that, we preparing a strategic plan that will culminate initially in a summit to take place this fall.